This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do mean I appreciate so much the time that you're spending with us. And we're going to, you know, head over to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things that you've been told to be afraid of, all those things that you were told were bad. Guess what? They weren't. They aren't. Those are labels given to me by the left. They're labels given to us by the left. And there's no reason for it. There's no need for it. There's no, you know, again, they say they hate labels, but they don't. We know this. Just look at what they write. Look at what they're posting. We all know this. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I didn't get to this with Kimberly. I wanted to, but I didn't. Some of you remember the story about Michelle Carter, and I'm kind of torn on this. I really am. I'm kind of, she might be a mean and nasty and negative and selfish piece of human being. I don't know. But her name is Michelle Carter. She was the one, if you recall, in Massachusetts last year that, was it, yeah, maybe 2 years ago. But she was the one that kind of encouraged her boyfriend to commit suicide. And I'm not saying that was the right thing to do. She's getting 15 months in jail. And it was a back and forth, and they were texting back and forth with each other. And, you know what? It was 5 years ago that it actually happened. It was a few years ago that she was finally brought to trial and found guilty. So the Massachusetts Supreme Court rejected her bid to remain free on Monday, and a judge later in the day ordered her to start serving her 15-month jail sentence, like, now. And her lawyers argued that it's almost certain that Carter will have served her sentence before the U.S. Supreme Court issues its decision and provides further guidance. Extended stay would avoid the possibility Carter may prevail in an appeal. So they didn't want her in court while this was happening, because they were afraid that she would have served her sentence by the time it got to the Supreme Court. Now, Carter's 22. She was found to have caused Roy's, her boyfriend's death, when she told him to get back in the truck as it was filling with toxic gas in July of 2014. Roy was 18 at the time. She was 17. She was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. I mean, you know, I've had my share of heartbreaks, right? And we all have. And I can't tell you how many times somebody I know young, I mean, going back years, remember, I'm an old guy, right? But going back years, I can't tell you how many times somebody would said, you know, if I can't have her, I'm going to kill myself. If I can't this, I'll kill myself. Now, I'm not, again, please. I need to say this over and over because somebody will tune in halfway through and go, oh, my God, listen to what he's saying. I'm not saying you can't influence people. I'm not saying that suicide is whatever. What I am saying here, though, is, how do we strengthen our children? How do we strengthen their emotions? How do we strengthen them up so that you can't be, that something like this is one in, you know, 3 million? And in reading and looking around, and not doing research necessarily for the story, I was actually looking to see about teenage suicide. And teenage suicide in these United States is out of control. We basically have, for an educated country, or what they used to call an industrialized country, we have the highest suicide rate on the planet. Our kids got more money, more food, more opportunities than any young people I know, and yet we have some of the highest suicide rates in the country. How does that figure? Help me understand, because I can't understand it. I really can't. And the, you know, to be able to keep coercing somebody to commit suicide. He was so distraught over their breakup. He was so distraught out of everything that she said that he actually got his car and he rigged it to pump the carbon monoxide right into the cab of the truck. And he got out halfway through when he realized what he was doing. And he started texting her and she texted him back. She said, you never finish anything. If you don't finish this, you'll never finish anything. And I'm thinking to myself, this shows you how stupid she was. If you never finish this, you'll never finish anything. If he finishes this, he won't be able to finish anything else. He will succeed in committing suicide. In another tweet, she says, you keep pushing it off and say you'll do it, but you never do it. It's always going to be that way if you don't take action. All right, so my question to you is, I was one of those kids that would look and go, really? That's all you got to say to me? You're not going to try to talk me out of this? I mean, I'd have all kinds of things I'd want to say. But what are we doing to our kids? This is kind of my theme all the time on the show from time to time. What are we doing to our kids? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of the things I talk about, if you're new to the show, you may call it getting into religion. I don't. But I sit here sometimes and wonder, our kids are so lost. They have nothing. They feel like they have nothing. And I wonder sometimes what we've done to them when it comes to the godly stuff, when it comes to religious stuff. What have we done to them? You know, in talking to some young people recently during the elections and what have you, you get to know them really well, so some of them will allow you to like pry into their personal lives. I want them to know, from a religious standpoint, why they liked, disliked, or how they felt about religion. But since I'm not the expert, I've asked Dr. Bruce Hartman to join me. He's the author of Jesus and Company. We're going to talk about why the kids keep turning away from God. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. from script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation. I really, you know what, get involved, get engaged. Some of you have said, you send me an email, go, hey, I don't want to hear my voice, I don't want to come on the air, I don't want to, well, that's fine, then send me an email, joe@therealside.com, that's joe@therealside.com, where you can, you know, find out a lot about us. At therealside.com, you can find out a lot about us. But if you send me an email, then let me know what it is you want me to, what topic do you want me to tackle, so to speak. Right? Anyway, always a pleasure. God, some of the stories that I'm getting. Now, we seem to have maybe a technical issue in getting a hold of the doctor. And I can go off of this all by myself for an hour. This is not a big deal. I've talked to you guys a million times for this. You know, we've given our kids nothing. We really, when it comes to a foundation, we've given our kids nothing. And if you ever get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, the first chapter of the book is absolutes, absolutely not. For some odd reason, we can't have any absolutes. There can't be an absolute right or wrong. There can't be an absolute, you know, I mean, there just can't be. Can't be an absolute boy or girl, male or female. Can't have any of this stuff anymore. I was telling somebody today, I thought it was hilarious. You've got, what's her name, Kamala Harris. You find out she did a lot of sleeping around to get to the position she got into. This is not me saying this either. This is all over the news. You know, Willie Brown came out. She's not denying that she didn't sleep with him while he was married. And yet, this is fine. Not a peep on the left. When it came to Donald Trump, when they were trying to figure out whether he was playing around with the pole dancer or not, was he married to, I mean, they were looking to see where he was in his marriage. Because, you know, what an immoral guy. We can't try. I'm thinking, really? So she can sleep around, and that's okay. Nobody's going to say a word. Why? Is it because she's a woman? Or is it because she's a Democrat? Or both? And then yet Donald Trump talks about it, or we find out he may have had an extramarital affair, and it's the worst thing since, I don't know, Hitler. That's disingenuous. That's what makes you... That's what makes you guys unbelievable. And you see this kind of stuff happen over and over and over again. So, you know, then you got our kids, right? I wasn't going to do this, but I will anyway. You get on the road of our kids. And for those of you who believe in God, you know, you have a religious belief or foundation. And I'm not talking about whether you're Catholic or mainstream Christian or whatever. What do they see in you? What are you doing? Are you telling them to live a clean lifestyle? Are you telling them to make sure you don't lie to people? Are you telling them to do things that you believe are biblically correct? And yet, what are you doing? What are you showing them? Are you smoking, drinking, partying, coming crawling in the house because you can't, after you've driven home? What are you doing? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I get the biggest kick out of some of this stuff. And then my home state, okay, I hate this, my home state of Massachusetts, it still won't hear anybody. It still has got deaf ears when it comes to protecting kids at schools. And I think this is hilarious. So your idea of protecting children at school or protecting young people at school is to make sure that nobody at the school has guns, not even the police officers. That makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it? Not. I don't know how much dope you have to smoke for that even to remotely sound like it's okay. Now, the Massachusetts College voted this week against arming campus police officers. Right? The police were there, and the sergeant was there saying, you've got to arm us. You've got to give us something to protect these kids with. The Board of Trustees at the Massachusetts College of Art and Design, well, there you go. There you go. That says it all right there. Now, they're in Boston. They made the decision by an 8-2 vote to keep campus police officers unarmed. As a result, you know what? The first time somebody breaks into that room and starts shooting up the trustees, let's see how soon they bring that vote back, right? Now, for the whole world to know, Mass Art still remains the sole four-year state college with unarmed officers. So if you want to do some damage, that's the place to go, apparently. And this is the funny thing about it. You know, guns are heavily regulated in Massachusetts. Is that what they're thinking? The Mass Art community has been done a disservice as it presented the false sense of security. That's according to Mass Police Sergeant Matt Hurley. Parents have an expectation that when they send their children off to school at Mass Art, that there's a police department, because they say there's a... There's an on-site police department. Why? Why say that? They're unarmed. What are they going to do for you? Hurley went on to say that the college decision to keep officers unarmed has a broader impact beyond campus safety. The police sergeant said that as a result of the policy, officer turnover is, as you know, when it comes to turnover, period, it's very expensive. Right? You got to retrain. And it's problematic. There's no building of relationships. Hurley went on to say that the college's decision to keep officers unarmed have a broader impact beyond the campus safety. Now, Hurley wasn't the only one to advocate for armed officers on campus. The other officers were doing it. It's our students and staff slash you're gambling with, MassArt officer William Goldman said in a statement. Despite these concerns, the college held firm. Now, I'd love to know, let me see, MassArt director Ellen Carr, she's the communications director, she told a local news source that the trustees did not share their reasons for individual votes, but that the board has been working on improving campus safety by making sure there's no guns to protect anybody. So, apparently, this is the stuff I love. They've been conducting extensive research, spending tens of billions of dollars of your money, if you're in Massachusetts. They've been consulting national experts, college safety experts, and they've come to the conclusion that they don't need guns. Every other school in Massachusetts needed guns. They just didn't need them. This is the stuff that just drives you wild, doesn't it? Well, it would drive me wild. You read it and you say, you know, it's just like the border safety. Schumer or Pelosi have not been down to the border. They haven't taken any input from the border guards down there and or border, administration. But they get all the answers. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Just before President Donald Trump took the stage in El Paso to make his case for a border wall, congressional negotiators announced they'd reached an agreement in principle to fund the government and avoid another shutdown. The emerging agreement was announced by a group of lawmakers, including Republican Senator Richard Shelby and Democratic Representative Nita Lowey, after a closed-door meeting on Capitol Hill. The talks had cratered over the weekend because of Democratic demands to limit immigration detentions by federal authorities. The lawmakers apparently broke through that impasse Monday evening. Now they'll need the support of the president, whose signature will be needed ahead of the deadline at midnight Friday. Before leaving for his Make America Great Again rally, the president told reporters,
"We've actually started a big, big portion of wall today in a very important location, and it's going to go up pretty quickly over the next 9 months. That whole area will be finished. It's fully funded. Construction, which I know a lot about, has begun."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Are some messed up white people. If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
I'm proud to be an American. What about you? Seriously. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Always appreciate it. And never forget those who gave up their lives for you. Seriously. Never forget those who put themselves in harm's way so you could be comfortable, warm, and happy in your little world. Right? I mean, really. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. You can head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot. Got an itchy tip of my nose. There's a lot you can do there. There's a lot happening up on the website. Give me your email address. We send out an email once a week, and I blew it again this week. I don't know what to tell you. I'm no good at this, obviously. But we send out an email about once a week and strictly let you know who's going to be the show, what we're doing, what topics we're going to be discussing, covering, whatever. And so you can get involved and engage. You can decide, you know, so maybe some nights you can't listen, or if you can't listen, you can always grab the podcast. I love to say things like, we're like horse manure on a ranch, okay? We are all over the place. You can't miss us. You have to go out of your way to not find us. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And we're talking about the armed guards or unarmed. They're not even guards. And some of you call them rent-a-cops, which is not too cool, but whatever. But the, you know, Massachusetts University decided their police force shouldn't be armed. I don't understand why. I think it's crazy. When they're properly trained, it's safe. Funny how they operate out of fear. They operate from a point where if they don't know it, they don't understand it can't be good. That's just craziness. And it's not true on top of it. So James Durkin, who's an American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees legislative director, he said he warned the board that if its members are striving for some dreamlike utopian campus insulated from the real world, and that in doing so, they're placing the lives of the officers, the staff, and most importantly, the students in jeopardy. And I agree. We all do stuff that we find distasteful and not right. I know people hate guns so much they don't want to go into a bank because the guard's got a gun on him. Oh, my, it's terrible. Carr told campus reform that it would cost MassHart $30,000 to arm its officers, including firearm and firearm training costs. He added that Army officers would add 14.4% to the current $208,000 police budget. She explained that since 2004, MassHart police officers have been issued Kevlar vests when they're hired. So when you see that bullet coming at you, I'm sure you'll be comfortable in knowing that it won't penetrate your vest, and hopefully he won't aim high and blow your head off, because there's obviously no Kevlar helmet. It's real easy. When you're not the one being shot at, when you're not the one having to stick your life on the line, it's real easy to look over and say, yeah, you policemen, you don't need any guns. And because nothing has ever happened to them, they think it's fine. Not a problem. Now, here's another one of my pet peeves. The Sacramento Bee is reporting that, and I just don't get this. You just fight your brains out to make sure that dope / pot is available everywhere, everyhow, in every way. I don't get you guys. You love your kids, you love your kids, you love your kids. Yet you don't want educational facilities armed with people who have guns. You don't even want sheriffs or policemen on campus because the gun makes you feel uncomfortable. But you love your son, you love your daughter, you want to make sure they're safe. Seriously, think about it. You're the same one that goes out of their minds when not every kid on campus has been vaccinated. You don't find that hypocritical and crazy? Anyway, it never stops. It just never stops. The hypocrisy among you just never stops. There's an article in the Sacramento Bee that you need to be at least aware of. You guys think that this dope is like it was when we were kids. And I've done plenty of shows. Some of you get mad at me. Some of my loyal listeners get mad. Like, oh, God, here he goes with the dope again. Because it's not the stuff you were smoking in the 70s. It's so much more potent. And it does so much more damage to young people. And we weren't trying to get away every day. Look, we all knew the one or two or three kids in high school that were smoking dope every morning. They couldn't even get through the day without it, according to them. But right now, it's almost the other way around. It's like it's almost like the majority are doing something with some kind of drug every day. Why? What kind of environment have we created for our kids? After a two-month investigation, Fresno police seized 150 pounds of cannabis-infused edibles, including packages. I mean, a lot of them look like candy. I had heard that one of the problems was they have gummy beer. Cannabis, I don't know, what are those? Those things aren't even fruit. They're fake food or something. Candy. A kid sees a gummy beer lying around. Where's it going? Right in his mouth. Chief Jerry Dyer expressed concern such candies falling into the hands of children when the paramedics arrived home at the 11-month-old James. He was almost in a coma. First responders quickly inserted a breathing tube, brought him to the hospital, and the toddler, who had recently started walking, had been completely happy and healthy on the hours before, and his mother had no idea what could be wrong with her precious little son. Our pediatric emergency room quickly jumped into action, did the lab work. All was normal, but James clearly was not well. He was admitted to the ICU, where eventually they discovered that James had found a cannabis brownie in his home. It belonged to an adult family member. I remember those. You'd have to eat a whole tin to get high. That's how potent our stuff was. The 11-month-old ate it, scarfed it down, almost cost him his life. And I don't know what it's going to take. It's going to take, you know, we do all these commercials on so many things in life. The government loves to do commercials and everything is bad for us. Why not do the same thing with this? Is the cannabis lobby that big of a deal? Do they have that much money? They got that much control over you? I don't know if you guys heard, but Colorado's talking about legalizing shrooms. Yes. My non-drug people have no idea what I'm talking about. My shrooms, they're good. I put them in my hamburgers. No, not the same stuff. It's a hallucinogenic. So they're talking about selling hallucinogenics legally because it's nothing. It's just like booze. Not a big deal. You know, I'm so tired of hearing that. Booze is so much different than these drugs, especially hallucinogenics, and the damage it does to you, physically does to you. Now in California, it looks like a brownie or a candy may contain levels of THC, the main active ingredient in marijuana. And they're dangerous to young children. You know, we've had Kerry Quashin on the show, an expert in drug abuse. And he talks about the levels of THC today being over 100 times what they were in the 70s. And that kids are coming in and being drug tested or being tested, or you're finding THC levels in their bloods and in their bodies at an amazingly high level. Ones that would alarm him, but don't seem to alarm parents. And they're just too dangerous for young people. The health hazards of marijuana ingestion, both edible and inhaled, are much more severe than they are in adults. But that's, we should know that with everything, shouldn't we? Shouldn't we, if we have children, shouldn't we understand that this stuff is bad for them and dangerous to them? Studies in other states have shown that legalization resulted in a 90% increase in marijuana-related hospital visits. 90% for hospital visits among children. Edible or non-child-proof products are responsible for over 60%. Right? Like brownies, candy, chocolate. These are your kids. I'm always hearing about how important it is to make sure we take care of the kids. But is it really? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. I'm going to get the disco ball up here eventually. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation and be part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, lots going on up there. A lot happening up on the website. And I'm trying to debate on whether to do this story. I think I'm going to hold it. They're campus reform. You got to love these guys. They go on campuses all across the country. And they check on people. They check on our students, our young up-and-comers, and find out where they stand on certain political issues. What they've got a habit of doing lately is they're putting out information, basic information on what the Dems are pushing. And they attribute it to, like, Donald Trump or something like that. You know, the kids hate it, and they hate it, and they hate it, till they find out who's pushing it. Which always shores up my point that it's Donald Trump. If Trump comes up with a cure for cancer, or if a cure for cancer comes about under Trump, it's going to be because Obama and Billy Bob Clinton somehow put the funds aside to find the cure for cancer. That's how it's going to go. It's really that simple. If you're just tuning into the show, I do not just do political stories. I mean, they make me nuts. You got 3,000 other shows and stations that just do politics 24/7. I like to do the stuff that we're not paying attention to. I like to do the stuff that's actually causing your kids and you a lot of problems, but we're not paying attention to them because nobody else is doing them. Like this cannabis stuff. Like the fact that Colorado now is looking at legalizing shrooms, hallucinogenic drugs. You got to walk into the store. You got like a gallon of milk, a dozen eggs, and a bag of shrooms. I'm going to have them after I have cereal. It's just crazy. The emergency rooms in Colorado, even after they started smoking, they started selling dope, legalized dope, if you would. When they started selling legalized dope, they still had the same problem. People, adults, who didn't know what to expect, who thought they would try this stuff that they've never had before. Their dad told them it was no big deal. Their uncle told them it was no... It wasn't. I mean, sweet Jesus, I think you'd have to smoke three joints in a row in my day just to pass out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Person who wrote the article goes on to say that the doctor said our pediatric emergency rooms quickly jump into action with this young man. Oh, the young baby, 11 months old. And think about this, because regular emergency rooms don't really know what to look at or look for. Who the heck is going to check a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5-year-old for THC? Who's going to do that? Now this is going to be the norm. This is going to be the normal thing you're going to have to check for, right? And I started to say that, you know, we take out commercials for all kinds of stuff. We take out commercials for saving the planet. Make sure you throw all your cans in the right container and your glass bottles and your paper in the right container. How about we start doing commercials, just as many commercials about keeping the dope away from your kids? I'm just a thought. I don't know. I know. I'm making some of you nuts. Don't care. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. And again, do your own homework. Don't listen just to me. Right? I mean, really, seriously, don't listen just to me. I want you to go do your own homework. Check it out yourself. I'm looking at this package of gummy bears. Can you see this from there?
Yeah.
I mean, would that be something that one of our granddaughters would pick up and you'd say, don't, by the time you got don't out of your mouth, they'd have three of them swallowed.
Yeah, so would Anthony.
Yeah. Okay.
I would too.
I'm not a gummy bear eater, so I'd be safe. You know, I don't like the sour worms or any of that stuff. And when you look at them, like I said, you look at these things, and you're thinking to yourself, "My God, I could see where a kid would grab that and run with it."
It doesn't look any different than
right. Doesn't look any different than the real ones. You're exactly right. Anyway, when it comes to the kids, don't just tell me how you want them safe. Make them safe. Work hard at making them safe. I don't want to read these stories where, you know, the kid popped two gummy bears and it was all over. And the fact, thank God the hospital went further with it to find out truly what that kid had in his gut. But this could be a big problem. Could have been a big problem. A very big problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Okay. The, I love this. And it all happens in my home state. That's the fun part about all this. It wasn't, see, I left and all common sense left. Right? I don't remember it being this whacked. And I hung out with some pretty whacked people. I don't remember it being this whacked. But the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, the student government attempted to pass a resolution that would declare President Trump a supporter of ethnic cleansing. Oh, God, sweet Jesus. Who is teaching these kids? What history class do they take? Do they have a clue as to what ethnic cleansing truly is? I would say probably not. I mean, the student body, so what have they been taught? Right? And they want to declare that ICE is also an agent of ethnic cleansing. So, I mean, what do we call police? Criminal cleansers? I mean, what are you calling them? These kids are lost. And Amherst, I don't know what it's like today, but Amherst was one of those places when you were looking for cannabis in the 70s, you went there. Although we called it dope back then, too. The UMass Amherst student government introduced legislation on behalf of the student body to denounce the immoral immigration policies implemented. I'd like to know what the immoral policies are. No, really, seriously. I'd like somebody to go grab the law, right? Then go grab the policies, line them up, and show me which ones. A, that enforcing the law is one thing. If you don't want to enforce the law, there's other things you can do. You go to court to change them. You get your legislators to put bills in. You vote on them. You work it through the system. That's the way our system is set up. You don't just break the law because you don't like the law. You don't agree with it. My God, I don't like that 65-mile-an-hour speed limit they have, but break it and watch what happens. And when the officer pulls up to your window, just go, hey, I don't agree with it. Let's see how that goes over. And they want to condemn ICE as well. And they think that ICE's only job is to find illegals and send them back. That's what they think their job is. If they would do a little homework, they'd find out exactly what ICE's full job is to do. You know, when you talk about customs enforcement, it's a lot more than sneaking a bunch of illegals over the border in a box, in a container, in a car, whatever. Legislation was titled 219-S7. It utterly condemns the use of tear gas to repel migrants illegally crossing the border. A zero-tolerance policy, it says, results in separation of children from their parents at the border and declares the situation at the border a moral and humanitarian crisis. The resolution also demands that the university protect a small group of illegal immigrants on campus and see that their right to dignity is respected. What is that? Is that some amendment I missed about the right to dignity? I know we have a right to carry guns, and that one's constantly accosted. We have a right for free speech. That one's constantly accosted. I mean, we're good on the whole list, right? Anyway. And they're worried about the separation of children from their parents? I've got a lot to say about that. You hear about it. You know it's happening. What are you doing coming up here that way? If you go through the entry points, that doesn't happen. Come on, think about it. It's a true statement. It doesn't happen. Every member of the UMass community, including our more than 3,500 international students, scholars, and staff, have the right to pursue. You're right. The international students, I would hope, are here legally. I hope that's not a secret phrase for illegals. If they're here legally, nobody wants them gone. Don't you understand that? We're not saying remove the legal ones. And really, how much can you live out the American life, the American dream, when you already have a price on your head because you're here illegally, because you've broken a law, because you've probably stolen a Social Security number? How does that work? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Coming up in the next hour. You know what we're going to do, right? We're going to talk about white... No, we're not going to talk about white supremacy. I'm done with that. No. We're just going to simply talk about students on campuses thinking the Green Deal is wonderful until you start reading pieces out of it. What we've done to our young people. Just disgusting. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. We'll be back in a little bit.